I think that Ireland 2 years ago lost in Roma. I think they remember that match. So obviously, for they know that it's going to be difficult to play in Rome. They know that this is not going to be an easy game. It's going to be a tough game. So from the Irish point of view, obviously, I think they're going to try to be focused to, you know, don't do a mistake and start well, because obviously. And honestly, we are probably one of the team that we can't win the competition, but we are the kind of team that at home they are difficult to play, and you know they know that they had 2 years ago a bad result for them. So for them it's going to be important to, you know, start well against us, and they know it's going to be difficult. And for us, I don't know if it's going to be good. I think personally it's good to play the best team, because first match you have the best team at home, and it's important to know for us as a team if you are really, really, really far from them, especially because this year we're going to play against you guys in the World Cup. So, you know, from the mental point of view, if you be competitive, probably, I don't know, if we play 80 minutes, the best rugby as we can, probably it's enough to win, probably not. But at the same time, if we can be close in terms of score against them for 80 minutes, you know, after a match you can change for a little detail. Sometimes you can win, you can lose for a little detail. And for us it's going to be important to, you know, have 80 minutes of full rugby and, you know, maybe going to be a little bit of lucky, beat them again.
He is Irish, I am English.
Yes.
I was going to say, I was in Rome to obviously watch the game last year, and yeah. England needed win, they needed points, and they kept going for it. Yeah. Just maybe, if I can, your thoughts on then trying to revenge that and be more competitive at Twickenham, if you can.
Yeah, last time in Twickenham, we were really competitive. I remember England kicking the last ball at the end because it was 15-11, I think, in the match. And definitely last year was it was a really difficult match. So, yeah, England is probably the team that we never beaten before since the Italy joined this competition. So this year we're going to play in Twickenham. We know that it's a really tough crowd to play, and I don't know. I think I'm really confident this year. I think the boys in the team, we are really excited to play this competition. We know that we are not favourites and all to beat England at Twickenham, but we showed from the past that we can, you know, be a team that put under pressure, put difficult in the teams, and you know sometimes. There are sometimes a little details that they can bring a match to a victory or get a match in a very bad result, very bad loss. So for us, it's going to be important before to play against Ireland to, you know, play good matches, to approach the match against England away with you know, a good confidence and positive. You know, if we lose the first match at home badly, it's difficult after, you know, for the team to bring, you know, the guys' confidence to go in England to get a result.
I think we're running out of time. I was going to ask you very quickly, you were saying off air to me about obviously your hat-trick for Stade Français recently. You were injured previously, you're now obviously nice and fit. Just talk me through you as captain still of this Italian team and just your role and your excitement as the years go by.
Well, for me it's every time, I'm really excited every time that I have the opportunity to play the Six Nations. Last year for me was really difficult. I was a lot of problem with my back. I missed the match against Ireland last Six Nations, and I make a good important choice this summer. I don't do the summer tour with the Italian team. For the first time in my life, in my career, I have 5 weeks going Seychelles holidays, to do nothing for 5 weeks. I repose myself, and I recover well from my back. I'm really, really fit because I play well with my team in Stade Français, and I feel really well. So obviously I'm really looking forward to play well this year in the Six Nations with my team.
Good to hear. It's daunting to hear for the rest of us, but it's good.